4. Swatting at Mosquitoes. The major's name was Al Whitley. He was a top F-100 fighter pilot from the Tactical Air Command and only months away from being promoted to lieutenant colonel. He had about 1,000 hours of flying logged in, including combat in Vietnam, and was the first blue suitor recruited for the new secret squadron of stealth tactical fighters. Whitley arrived at the Skunk Works in February 1982, accompanied by 2 crew chiefs, to watch us building his airplane, our first production model. The official Air Force designation for the airplane was the F-117A. Like everything else concerning the stealth fighter, even its designation was classified. By the time the airplane rolled off the line 3 months later, Al and his crew would know every wire, gauge, and bolt. They would be followed by all the other pilots and crew in that first squadron, who enjoyed the unique opportunity of actually being in on the production of the airplane they would soon be responsible for flying safely and effectively. Our purpose was to help them overcome fears of the unknown and achieve a level of confidence bred of expert knowledge of what their new airplane was all about. No other aerospace manufacturer came close to establishing such an intimate working relationship between builder and user. Major Whitley had been selected by Burner Bob Jackson, a two-fisted tactical Air Command colonel who rounded up the most mature and experienced fighter jocks on active duty and gave each of them a 2-minute briefing on what they might be doing if they said yes. All he told them was that they would be able to fly their butts off. There would be considerable family separation in the process, and the work would be extremely classified. They had exactly 5 minutes to make up their minds. Whitley needed only 10 seconds. Now he sat in my office, impatient to get his first look at a stealth fighter. I told him, "Keep in mind that to achieve stealthiness, we had to commit a plane load of aerodynamic sins. What we came up with suffers just about every kind of unstable flight dynamics." Then I escorted him and his 2 crew chiefs onto the production floor to see the airplane for the first time. I watched those 3 Air Force guys exchange anxious looks, like just before a first attempt at the high diving board. "Boy, it sure is an angular son of a bitch, isn't it?" Whitley muttered, seeing that top secret...